served table. There was not the slightest complaint about him. He did his work thoroughly. The time that was remaining, he gave to study. For hours he would stay. He would study at night, out in the kitchen, alone. And it became generally known, not long after, that when everyone had gone to bed, each night, he could be found making the stations alone in a little chapel, in a community chapel. The college, everyone was very satisfied with his work. And he worked there for 3 years. At the end of that time, he had not yet been received into any seminary. So he went to the rector of the college and said, "Father, since I've been in Rome 3 years now, and I have not been admitted into any seminary, it seems best that I should go back to America. But before I go, I would like to take the advantage of being in Rome to at least pay a visit to see the Holy Father." The rector, being very pleased with his record, said that he would be glad to arrange to have him join in the next group of pilgrims, get him a ticket for the public audience. So it happened that as the Holy Father met the next large group of pilgrims, the boy was among them. And being the only Negro in the group, when the Holy Father went around to give an individual word, to say an individual word to the different pilgrims, he stopped before the colored boy, who knelt down before him, and asked him who he was. Instead of answering, the boy reached inside his coat pocket and as he did, a cardinal who was accompanying the Pope, who was beside the Pope accompanying him, stepped in front of the Holy Father, stepped between the Holy Father and the boy, afraid that the boy might be threatening danger, might be dangerous, afraid that the boy might be going to attack the Holy Father. But when the boy's hand came out of his coat, he held in it a large envelope. And he said, "Holy Father, this is my story. The cardinal tried to quiet the boy, but the Holy Father told him to move aside, took the envelope from his hands, and then handing it to the cardinal, said, 'Bring this to my office.' Then he blessed the boy and went on. The next morning, the young colored boy was called into the office of the rector of the Catholic University of the North American College. The rector said to him, "The Holy Father has decided that you should be given an opportunity to enter the seminary. To begin your studies for the priesthood here at the North American College. I wish to welcome you as a seminarian. In his name, I wish to welcome you as a student to the seminary." Well, what happened to the boy afterwards? I asked Bishop Waters. "I don't know," he answered. "I didn't follow the story from there on. I don't know whether he persevered or not. But I'm sure of this. But I feel sure of this. That if my vocation to the priesthood had as many difficulties in its way as there were in the way of that young boy from Florida, I'm pretty sure I would not be a priest today. And that boy got about the best treatment that could be expected. There was no open prejudice shown to him. Even without that, his colored skin made it difficult for him. And I often think to myself that perhaps on the highways of North Carolina there is some other traveler from Florida, some other hitchhiker going north, trying to enter the seminary on his way to the priesthood. And I certainly don't want to make it hard, don't want to help make it hard for a boy like that. That's all. That is the end.